For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. In South Carolina's battle against the coronavirus, hospitals across the state are at the forefront. But as the first line of defense, they're incurring huge financial losses and having to lay off thousands of workers. Christian Sura is Vice President of Policy and Finance with the South Carolina Hospital Association.
Well, the financial problems are real. Everybody I talk to in the hospital community, the first thing that's on their mind is making sure that we can take care of patients and doing everything we can to protect frontline caregivers. In terms of the financial repercussions, we've largely stopped doing elective procedures over the course of the past few weeks. And the way that America's healthcare finance system works, it's largely the elective procedures that pay the bills. So we took that step in order to conserve the limited quantities of protective equipment that we have and to ensure that we're doing everything we can to limit the spread of coronavirus.
Money hospitals charge for elective surgeries and procedures is far and away their largest source of income. Greenville-based Prisma Health, the state's largest healthcare provider, reports surgeries are down 80% and visits to their doctor's offices are down 40%. As a result, Prisma, which operates hospital systems in Greenville and Columbia, is furloughing almost 4,000 workers. The Medical University of South Carolina Hospital in Charleston has furloughed 900 employees. MUSC Health CEO Dr. Pat Cawley told NPR's Planet Money the situation is unprecedented.
As we're buying more supplies to get ready, so we have been spending some more money there, but in the meantime, we haven't seen the number of surgeries, the number of procedures, ambulatory visits, and even the total number of hospitalizations has actually dipped down. You put all that together, we went from making several million dollars a month to losing almost $30 million.
Hospitals in the state's urban areas aren't the only ones with large financial losses. Hospitals in Spartanburg, Florence, Orangeburg, and Georgetown are also struggling to stay afloat. Health officials believe that over the next 4 weeks, the number of patients hospitalized with the virus will surge. Working with the hospitals, the state has developed a plan to bring on an additional 900 beds across the state if needed. Some financial help may be on the way for hospitals.
To prevent hospitals from closing or defaulting, we've got to make sure that our health care facilities remain open to serve the critical health needs of this state.
That was House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Merle Smith of Sumter during an emergency meeting of the legislature last week, pledging state assistance. State lawmakers plan to approve an initial $180 million to combat the pandemic. Hospitals hope to receive a sizable portion of that money, as well as a share of the over $100 billion for hospitals contained in the new Federal CARES Act. The Hospital Association's Christian Sura says the dramatic cutoff on elective surgeries last month might have been too hasty. He says the National Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which governs hospital reimbursement protocols, may be moving toward adjusting the strict prohibition on elective surgeries.
And they have taken the lead in starting to move towards more of a three-tiered model, where they have elective procedures, urgent procedures, and then those that are, you know, absolutely essential and are, you know, emergency-style care, that I think will find a more nuanced path forward.
Sura adds that such an adjustment on surgeries could, in his words, stop the bleeding somewhat. He says the financial issues are real, but he's confident working with state and federal officials, hospitals in the state will weather the coronavirus storm. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.